the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I got kind of a news for you this morning. Those of you who tune in here know I like to, every once in a while, throw a little song. And here's what I'm sensing today on Monday, the 26th day of October. Sorry we came in a little bit late. Some technical difficulties. We won't get into the details of exactly what's going on. But I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. Anybody out there feeling something's going on? Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to put a mask on. Something going on. Last night, when I hit the bed, it's head, pillow, morning. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about head, pillow, morning. Head, pillow, yak with my wife last night. Pillow talk. Couldn't go to sleep. I said to her, something going on.
I feel like
something deeper going on than just personal stuff. You know, a lot of times when you lay your head down on your pillow at night, you can't go to sleep. It's because you think about personal issues, you know, financial problem, or I forgot to do this and I got to do that tomorrow. And that's normally, I think for most of us, what keeps us awake. And I'm telling you, there's something deeper than that. And I believe this, that it's not personal. Whatever it is that you're feeling, and I think a lot of you are feeling it, it's not a personal thing. I think it's a larger thing. Kings of this earth are conspiring against the Lord and his anointed. Don't think they're not, man. And don't think that the kings of this earth don't realize that they're in a bind with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all that stuff that they've been doing. Don't think that they don't know that everything that they accused President Trump of, they did. Huh? It's like everything they did, they just put Trump on the beginning of it, and then they tried to impeach him over it and come back to that same thing. They never thought she would lose. They never thought she would lose. Now to find out that Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, has had Hunter Biden's laptop for over a year. Over a year. Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. So listen, if you're going to go with us this weekend, you got to let us know. We've got a great what do we call it? Great Adventure. That's another song. I'm just full of songs. We got a great adventure this weekend. We'd like somebody to be part of it. And we're not going to announce publicly some of the places, some of the things we're going to do. But if you're interested in it, then you got to email me, coach@coachdavelive.com. Just tell us, Coach, I'm in, and we'll get you the details. I'm really, really excited about it. But before, just as we were getting, we are the Dobenmeyer family. My wife said I'm not streaming on anything, Mike. Now, she wouldn't lie to me. She just came down. She said, okay, Michelle, hey, Vinny just set him up. So where are you missing me, sweetie? Doesn't matter. Coach Dave Live, she said, nothing going on there. That's what she's telling me. Well, she's got that big studio audience over there. So that's
good. Now
she says she hears it. Okay, so now we're rolling in. I lost my train of thought. I was looking over here. Anyway, so we got some great plans going on this weekend, and looking forward to it. I think the timing is unbelievable. 30th, 31st, Satan's high holiday. Why aren't we more aggressive? Why aren't we more aggressive spiritually? Why don't we get it? I don't want to ride on that horse too long. Man, this is tough. Something going on. I was talking pre-show today. I was mentioning the same stuff to Stephanie. And she said, Coach, here's what we got to do. And so I kind of cut her off. I said, Stephanie, you're in charge. Come on in here. What do we have to do, Steph?
Morning. Can you hear me okay, Coach?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, like you were saying, we're all under attack right now. We all feel it. And it's not just about this trip. It's about the whole holiday and the energy coming. Right now, there are thousands, if not plus more, witches and other entities filled people putting energy focusing on a high holiday and causing chaos to take over. And
Stephanie, wait a minute. I just heard some of my good Christian friends say, this is New Age. Stephanie, you're talking New Age stuff. We're Christians, Stephanie. What do you say?
Well, this is exactly, I'm talking about what they're doing. I am talking about the New Age. And the problem is that they hate us because we love Jesus, the true King.
Because the new age is really the old age, isn't it, Steph?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. They're getting ready and they're priming. And right now it's like before the big, huge football game when both teams are jumping up and down and doing everything they got to do. That's what they're doing right now. And they're targeting Christians. If you're listening to this show, if you're anywhere near any inkling, you are being attacked right now. You are having problems with sleep. You're having nightmares. You're having anxiety. Your family members are being attacked in more ways than one. Probably things are breaking down in your house, your car, just anxiety all the time. This is spiritual attack.
Amen.
They're looking for any source to attack all of us right now.
So Stephanie, listen, this is important, folks. You do not have to be demon possessed to be demon oppressed. Right, Stephanie?
Correct. They can't read your mind, but they can watch everything you do and they can hear everything you're saying. Right now, everybody listening, you're surrounded by things you can't even see. Sometimes you feel, but you can't even. Whether you believe it or not, doesn't really matter because it's there. And the other side knows. And
so, Stephanie, if I'm sitting around and I said, I just can't take this anymore, they hear that.
There you go. Boop, they went, oh, okay, let's call that team in. Uh-huh. Or you say your spouse or you or your spouse are fighting about something. Boop, they send that to your spouse's weakness because that's going to come directly at you.
Wow.
They know it. To distract and divide and to weaken right now. Right now is their high time. Ooh, I'm tingling. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, spirit angels, to everybody right now listening to this. Right now, if you're feeling any kind of chaos, anything going on, I break that chain attacking everybody in this huddle right now. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Everybody right now listening, amen.
I claim that.
Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Hang on, Stephanie.
Woo!
Oh, man. Listen, folks. You know what? Ooh, Holy Spirit just said to me, Mike, pull that up there real quickly, Psalm 91. Oh, my goodness. That burst through right out of your mouth, Stephanie, and it went, I'm telling you, boy, it pierced me. Psalm 91 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Now, listen, it doesn't say he who hides in the secret place of the Most High. He who dwells. Those are different things. Now, hey, folks, now's not the time to hide. Now's the time to dwell. Ooh, that was so good. Now is not the time to hide. Now is the time to dwell. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Not hide, not hiding from it, but dwelling in it. Go ahead, Stephanie. Go ahead.
Boom. I just want to say to everybody right now, because I know I hear, I'm talking to people, and here's what's funny. The dark side people, they're getting attacked and getting pushed too. Like I said, they know what's coming. Their high holiday is coming. Today is Hillary Clarion's birthday, people. The 31st is 5 days away. Now is the time to stand on this day right now, this Monday morning, say, I'm done being afraid. I'm done with all of this fear, and it's time. This day, I'm calling you out right now. If you have any kind of generational curses, bonds, fear, anything. I want to break that, and I'm asking you all to step up in whatever manner it is, whether it be prayer, action, following you to wherever you all are going, but I'm asking you all to stand right now in 2020 on this day, Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen. Something Amen. Happened. Hey, look Lord. At this. Folks, listen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Abide. That means you're constantly there. When you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, you abide. Abide. Hey, Mike. Webster, let's get here real quick. We got to crack this open here. This is so powerful.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
November 26th.
November 26th. Okay. Just wondering.
Yep. November 26th. He who dwells in the secret place. Mike, go to dwell. What's dwell according to Webster? I'm sorry. What's dwell? To abide as a permanent residence. What is to dwell, to abide as a permanent residence in the secret place of the Most High? That's what I'm doing. I am abiding as a permanent resident in the secret place of the Most High. And I'm going to abide there. What does it mean to abide, Mike? I'm going to abide. He who dwells there shall abide. Anybody out there want to abide? I want to abide. Abide. To rest or dwell, to tarry or stay for a short time, to continue permanently or in the same state, to be firm and immovable, Psalm 119:90, to remain, to continue, to wait for, to prepare, to wait. But oh my goodness, so he who dwells permanently, see, you just don't run in there when things get tough, right? He who dwells continually in that secret place of them. There is a secret place of the Most High. And listen, it isn't where he's hiding you, okay? You're not hiding from the devil. Folks, you are not hiding from dark forces. You're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. They're trying to find you. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow of the... Mike, what's a shadow? Abides under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm going to permanently live in a secret place of the Most High, and just his shadow is going to take care of me. Just his shadow. Can you look that up, Mike? Shadow. Shadow. He who dwells in the secret. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Where's Mark Trump? Go deep. He always says go deep. Shadow, darkness, shade, obscurity, shelter made by anything that intercepts the light, heat, or influence of the air, an obscure, secluded place. Oh my goodness, I'm dwelling in that secret. Yes, yes.
One more definition to add. Vain show, Coach.
What's that?
Vain show.
Things show?
No, vain show.
Vain show. Vain. Shade with the defined limits is a shadow. Obscurity or deprivation of light. Apparent on a plane and representing the form of body which intercepts the rays of light. Wow.
That's the Holy Spirit, Coach, the shadow.
It's the Holy Spirit. As a shadow of a man, of a tree, of a tower, the shadow of the earth is an eclipse of the moon is proof of its sphericity. Oh, my goodness. So he who dwells in the sea. So, Stephanie, you're going to get people praying. Isn't that what we're going to do, Stephanie? What do we need to do here, dear?
Coach, I think we need to go old school and fast. Like I'm just going by what I've been feeling, and I'm having a hard time sleeping and getting attacked, and my heart's going out to other people that I know. I mean, vicious you know the things you've been through, and people. I think we just need to focus. First of all, say thank you for the blessings that the Lord has put in your life. Nice. Right now, we're so focused on bad, and then that's a distraction technique.
Amen. So he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow. They can't. You listen. You are hidden from the enemy, folks. Please get this. You are not hiding from the enemy. You are hidden from the enemy. I'm going to say that again because some of you didn't get it. You are not hiding from the enemy. You are hidden from. Oh wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You've got your camo on. You're not hiding. You're hidden. Those aren't the same, friends. Those aren't the same. You got your camo on. You are not hiding. You are hidden. Prepared for attack. Prepared for
ambush.
Prepared for an ambush. He who dwells, changed hats. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides. You continually stay there. Abides where? In the shadow of the Almighty. Oh my goodness. I can stay right there in Psalm 91. Anybody got a comment? I'm ready to move on. I'm not ready to move on, but I'm going to move on.
He that abides in Christ, Christ abides in us. Coach, it's the covenant. It's the covenant.
It's a covenant.
It's all about us abiding. God always abides. He's there. But we have to abide in him. That's what we have to do.
Amen. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit covers us, hides us. We are hidden. We are not hiding. Do you see it? We are covered. We're not covering up. We are covered. We are hiding. No, we are hidden. We aren't hiding. Come out wherever you are. Ah, goodness, my goodness.
Hey, Coach.
Jeff.
I'm out on the street preaching, and I'm getting a lot of Satanist drive-bys, a lot of them lately.
Mm-hmm. It's their Halloween, man. It's their high day, right? Their high day. Listen, I got to tell you, this was so cool yesterday. My sister came, but I cannot unpack. I'm going to try. I just can't. My sister came by yesterday. She's Jane's 6 years older than me. She's the actual matriarch of what we would call the Dobbenmeyer family. She's the oldest sibling, firstborn. She and her husband came by yesterday, and we went to the cemetery. You guys ever do that? You ever go to the cemetery? Now I'm 60. I'll be 68 in November, and I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. And my sister Jane knows where all the old relatives are buried. I mean, most of us have. We know where our parents are buried, and that's about it. You may be able to go back and find your grandparents. Maybe. So yesterday, because Jane knows all of it, we went grave hunting yesterday. Me and Michelle and my brother-in-law Carl and Jane. We didn't mean to. We just did. And while we're out there traveling around, we could talk. I'm talking about the Nephilim mounds, all that kind of stuff. I don't know if I went off the screen or not. We're having technical difficulties today, folks. But I'm dwelling in the secret place the Most High. Let me see. Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here. So we go visit me and my sister, our grandmother, Mary Hoover Fisher, my mom's mom. We went to her grave, and my sister said, well, look, right over here is Aaron Hoover. So Aaron Hoover? Yeah, right over here, that's Aaron Hoover. Well, who's Aaron Hoover? Well, that's your grandma's dad. What? Aaron Hoover, right over there. And Aaron Hoover married the Lekron. What was her name, Michelle? And the Lekron, here's my grandmom's grave. Here's her parents' grave. Here's her daddy's grave and her mommy's grave. Now, I'm not getting that right. They're all laying there together. They're all laying there together. And I'm standing at the grave of my grandmother, my grandfather and my great great grandfather, all right there on both sides, same cemetery. Couldn't believe it. And then I got talking about, you know me, crazy me. I got talking about the Glenford Fort and the Nephilim mounds at Glenford Fort. And my sister hadn't really seen that. And we jumped in the car and we drove about 10 miles right down the same High Point Road. And High Point Road dead ends into where my grandfather's, the other, my grandma and grandpa got divorced. They didn't get divorced. They were separated. Does that make sense? They didn't get divorced back then. Anyway, I'm going to lose track here. So I said to my sister about the Glenford Fort. She vaguely knew about the Glenford Fort. And those of you who've been to my place know what I'm talking about. We got the Newark Earthworks, right? We got the Circle Earthworks. We've got the Octagon Earthworks. I took some of you to the big hill up on top of Fairmont Hill. You know, we just discovered the other big one right over. You guys know what I'm. Those of you who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about. Those who don't, just bear with us here a second, okay? So we're in what Ellie Marzulli calls Nephilim Central. Some of you are scratching your head saying, what? Don't worry about it. You'll catch up with us here at some point. So my sister, we're reclaiming ground here, right? Stephanie, we're reclaiming ground right in the midst of Nephilim Central. Y'all know that, right? So you don't have to believe it. I don't care. I said it was unbelievably spiritual that we reclaimed that property at Sky High. I don't know how. I don't know why, but we own it. And wouldn't you know it? So I go yesterday to the Glenford Fort, said that the Indians built it. Of course, they didn't, but nobody knows. And we pull into the Glenford Fort, and my sister gets out of the car, and she turns around. There's a road that pulls in. Here's the road, and on this side is the parking lot of the Glenford Fort, and over on this side, right around that side, is a house. You know what my sister said to me? That's your uncle's house. I said, what? She said, our uncle lived right there. Our Uncle Harry lives at the opening of the Glenford Fort. Ooh, I'm getting goosebumps. Something's happening here. I don't know what's going on. You guys won't appreciate that 5 minutes I just did, but that's okay. I appreciate it. Trust me, I appreciate it. Oh my goodness. I got
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Go back to the Genesis 7:11. The windows of heaven were opened.
Mm-hmm.
That's not dark rain clouds.
Yes, sir.
That's a spiritual veil. And they prevailed for 150 days. Mm. And then the windows of heaven were closed. Go from the end of October at 150 days, and guess where you get to? The Passover.
Well, I can feel it coming in the air tonight, oh Lord. I don't know what it is, but it's coming. Something's coming.
That's Passover 2021 is what I'm telling you. 150 days from the end of October.
I picked it up. It might go to my Facebook page. Went to the Trump. I was supposed to go up to Mount Vernon. Jeff Klein did it. I just want to, again, tip my cap to Jeff. Jeff had a revival Friday night and Saturday night at outside his car lot, put up a little tent. Michelle and I went up there Friday, had a good time. I was supposed to go back Saturday. We ended up down at the Trump rally Saturday afternoon. And you know what Trump rallies are like. So I wasn't able to get back up to Mount Vernon. And Jeff, I pray everything went well without me. You didn't need me. You guys were doing okay. But I went to the Trump rally. This is the second time this happened to me now. Let me get down here. Folks, if you think Donald Trump, if you think what's going on with Donald Trump is political, I don't know what to tell you. And I'm not saying that he's Mr. I'm not saying he's the savior, Messiah. Stop that, will you? You know, did you know that Donald Trump did an interview the other day and he said that he's no longer a Presbyterian. He said, I was baptized Presbyterian, but he said, now I'm a non-denominational Christian. Did you, anybody ever hear that out there? Did anybody hear George Bush say that? Huh? Anybody hear that? Mitt Romney, he say that? I don't think so. It's about what's going on around Trump. It's not about Trump. Come on. It's about what's going on around you. So we were, Michelle and I were down there a long time. And what I got queued up for you, there you can see this video was an hour and 15 minutes. I did this live video. We thought the president was going to come in. And right here, I'm going to show you the president of the United States driving right by us. driving right. Hey, those of you who went to Chappaqua with us last year, Randy, remember we stood on the sidelines and we had the President of the United States, former Bill Clinton, go right by us. Remember that? He was an arm's length away from us, and Hillary and Cuomo, they were all right there. Remember? And here I am. Yes, it's like all over again. Except he's not walking. Here you go. Watch the President of the United States. This is in little Pickaway County, Ohio. Little Circleville. Streets were packed. And I'm going to show you the President of the United States drive by here. So Mike, get it out there to about, what did I say? The 110 mark, and you will watch about 3 minutes of this. Scroll it on out there, Mike, to the 110 mark. Yeah, that'd be good. So just watch it, and you'll see the president come by. Looks right. Yes, he did. He looked right in my eyes again. Well, not just me, probably everybody. No sound, Mike.
I think here it comes now. It's my guess. Some two motorcycles that are coming slow. You're right, David. We're at small town, not a whole lot of towers there probably. And I'm telling you, there are a lot of cell phones rolling right now. So, Lord, just keep this signal clear. Here comes another cop car very slowly. I would say that he's in Circleville. It'd be my guess. He's probably making his way in through the town now.
Hey, Mike, you get your finger on the stop button here, and I'll go yell at him, okay? I couldn't believe all the cops that were there, the motorcycle cops, the state highway patrolman, the deputy sheriffs, the Columbus City Police,
right, Lauren,
the
helicopters. It is exciting. How many of you ever, really, all of you watching right now, how many of you have ever really personally seen the President of the United States? Well, I don't know if we're going to see him, but... Uh-oh, some lady's going across the street. That's not good. Now, that's a new... Everyone's... There they come. There's the black limos, folks. Low battery.
Here they come.
There's the black limos, folks. Thank you, Lord, for letting the signal hang in there.
Here they come.
Somebody's coming.
There he comes. He's got his window down back in one of those cars.
You ready, Mike?
Woo! Yeah!
Woo! Next car, Mike. Next car, right here.
In there.
Right here, Mike. Okay. Ready to freeze it, Mike.
Woo!
There he is!
Freeze it! There he is! Now, the picture's not real clear because I was having such a hard time getting the signal out. But there he is right now, looking right in my eyes. I'm telling you, maybe you can see the seal right there. It was an electric moment. Go ahead and let it roll, Mike.
There he is! Yeah, it's really him. Is that something, huh?
Okay, Mike. You can stop it, Mike. You know, folks, it gives you great pride in being an American. Those streets were lined with people who are just God-fearing mamas and pops who love the country, educate their children, try to teach their kids right from wrong, try to do the right thing, to think how they've been, the names they've been called, the things that they've said about them. And it was a tremendously exciting afternoon for Michelle and I. So there we got it.
Amen.
There it is. There it was. You know, Pickaway County is very, very small. There aren't 12,000 people in that. I mean, it's really small. So praise the Lord. Anybody got a comment on that? No.
Coach, do you see the nuns behind Trump?
Well, that's something, but Joseph is amazing. See, Michelle and I had tickets to get in, but we looked at the line, and I just didn't want to go. I didn't want to stand in the line, go in there. Now, our buddy Tom Gill, I don't know if Pastor Tom's in here this morning or not. Pastor Tom went in. He took his family. He was down there, and he went in, and it was just great electricity there. So if he's coming near you, hey Jack, didn't he come up? Didn't I see Bangor, Maine? Didn't he speak yesterday in Bangor or something like that somewhere up close? Here's what's going on. Trump is what we understand is trying to hit the small towns. He knows that's where all of his support is. He's been avoiding large. He's been purposely going to small towns. He knows if it's a base. It's a base election. If he turns out his base, he wins. He knows that. And so that's what he's trying to do. Fire up those local people. Anybody? Okay, couple things. Tomorrow, at 2 o'clock tomorrow, we're stay with me. Got going somewhere. Tomorrow we are having a special 2 o'clock Tuesday afternoon with Michael Voris of the Vortex. Actually, that's not the official name of it. Yeah, there it is. And his Church Militant. Now, I'm going to say this because I keep getting emails. You may be different than me, okay? I'm going to tell you something. I will fight side by side with a Catholic. I will stand and fight side by side with a Presbyterian and a Lutheran. I will stand with a Catholic to rescue unborn babies. Somebody needs to mute. I'll stand beside them and rescue unborn babies. Listen to me. I'm not going to say the rosary with them. All right. I'm not going to take the communion. All right. You say, well, coach, that's a false religion. I hear it over and over. Well, I got to tell you, a lot of Baptists are false religions. You want to know my truth, my perspective. A lot of Methodists are. Methodists in particular. Presbyterians. You say, well, not the real Presbyterians. Well, I'd say not the real Catholics. Right? We're at war, friends. We're at war. Now, I want you to listen to the video. Mike, I sent a video. Anyway, Michael Voris is going to be on with us live tomorrow at 2:15. Live tomorrow. Special huddle. Love for some of you to join us if you can. But I have a video that Michael just met about safeguarding the innocent. Mike, I don't know if you see that. You can pull that up there. Now, I want you, those of you who got your brain stuck, I want you to take the word Catholic out of this and just ask if this is just me standing up there appealing to pastors. All right. Michael just made this video, safeguarding the innocent. Hey, Mike, once this starts, freeze it. Go about a minute into it because he does a little advertisement at the beginning of it. Yeah, so it's about a minute into it. That ought to be good. Go ahead, Mike, play it.
What it all comes down to is this, protecting and safeguarding the innocent. This Marxist evil has been at work for over a century, and with each passing generation, perverts more and more minds and hearts by continuing to seize control of the cultural institutions. And this is now so prevalent and long-standing that both in the church and in the culture, a young person growing up knows nothing other than lies and evil. It's part of the air they breathe. That a person can defy nature and choose to switch genders or sexes. That a person can choose to kill a child. That a person can choose to live in a state of perverted sex and call it marriage. The list is endless. Imagine what a college-age young man sees these days when he looks out on the world, a world he sees as nothing else than normal. And the reality is, subjectively speaking, to him, this is normal. Where else would he have heard anything else? He goes Amen. To school and is taught how to masturbate or engage in so-called safe sex. If the birth control fails, he's taught to choose to kill his child so his life isn't ruined. He seldom hears an utterance about God unless it's to ridicule the few remaining people who actually do believe. And in the midst of all this, those guardians of truth, the bishops of the Catholic Church, continue to wallow in their vomit of perversity and corruption. It's taken almost a century to get to this point, and speaking in just strictly earthly terms, it will take much longer to reverse it, if that's even possible at this point. Nonetheless, it is the solemn duty of every baptized Catholic to stand in the breach and fight against this century of demonic possession of the culture, affecting the church most especially.
You guys believe Black Lives Matter?
Yeah, all lives
matter. That's a different
time. What about the unborn black babies? Do they matter? Yes or no? No, the unborn babies that are black don't matter. Oh my goodness. So you don't believe that all Black Lives Matter. You're a hypocrite. You're a hypocrite.
You're entitled to your opinion.
You are a hypocrite.
That's fine.
Yeah, we believe that all Black Lives Matter, including the unborn.
Well, then I love you for that.
Okay. Well, you don't. You're a hypocrite.
Until the Catholic Church is purified, put back on course, there is no hope for the culture, no hope for the world. What is being fought for in this election is an opening, a breathing space for a culture to be impacted in a healthy way by a church that is getting itself back on track. It was the church that brought an end to the paganism of ancient Rome and the barbarism of the Dark Ages. And it will be the church that will do that again, one way or the other. The hard way will involve winning this election and then rolling up our sleeves and staying on our knees. The harder way will be a persecution. Either way, it's going to be hard. But so what? We're talking about salvation and how each person responds in this time and space will determine his eternal destiny. Yeah, it's that important. God love you. I'm Michael Voris.
I'll fight with Michael Voris. I'll fight with him. He'll be on here at 2 o'clock. Special 2:15 tomorrow. I have a special Coach Dave live broadcast because that's the only time he's able to do it. Busy schedule. We're lucky to get him, and you get a chance to ask him questions. Be respectful. Amen. Question? Anybody? That's pretty good. That's pretty good video, wasn't it? To think about how many. I thought that guy's so right. How many kids college age have never heard the truth? They've heard nothing but lies. Nothing but lies. Lies are permeating the day. The church is accepting lies. The Catholic Church, the Baptist Church, the Lutheran Church, the Methodist Church, the Holy Roller Church, all of them are believing lies, my friends, all of them. So we have to be really, really careful. I'm talking about individual Christians. Individual Christians. Our job is to help guide people out of darkness and into truth. And Jesus said, the enemy of my... Now, Jesus didn't say that. Sun Tzu said, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Jesus said, those who are not against us are for us. And God, we got to come together and win. Somebody come on in here a second. I got a story to tell you here in a minute. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, I was going to tell you that, you know, I've been following Church Militant for a while. And me being an ex-Catholic, as you are, we hear this term non-denominational. How about ex-denominational?
That's good.
Instead.
Okay, I might steal it. Ex-denominational. Yes,
you
sir.
Can steal it. Yeah, go ahead and have it. Because even Michael can come to that as well.
That'd
be interesting.
You know what, Joseph? My Baptist religion isn't going to save me. I'm not a Baptist. Your Baptist religion ain't going to save you. Your Catholic religion ain't going to save you. Your Presbyterianism, your Jesus only. I'm telling you, folks, it ain't none of it. Ain't none of it. Ultimately, when it gets down, it's you and Jesus. You and Jesus. Say that again. It's you and Jesus. Ain't your priest. Ain't your pastor. Ain't your prayer group. Ultimately, we will all stand before God. All of us. Those of us who've been dwelling in that secret place of the Most High. Right? We're going to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This is a cult. This is an individual thing and a cultural thing. Individuals impact culture. Unfortunately, culture is impacting individuals. And we don't understand that, and we don't know how to reverse it. We don't even look at it properly. But we have got to have the individual, the salt of the earth, impact the culture, not the culture impact the individual. And that's what we've done. Somebody, come on in.
Hey, Coach, this guy's, he stands up. I mean, he loves God. He loves Jesus. I mean, why would we even want to divide with someone that like that, Coach? I've been a Baptist. I've been a Free Will Baptist. I've been a Pentecostal, charismatic, faith, everything, Coach. And none of that matters. It means nothing. You got to fight with people as individuals. Whoever that loves God, Coach.
Amen. Amen. Because, Mike, listen, Randy, it's a personal salvation. Ultimately, it's a personal salvation. Catholic Church ain't going to save me. Lutheran Church ain't going to save you, folks. It's just a club you join, you belong to, right? You say, yeah, but those Catholics, they're praying to Mary. Well, I get it. I get it. I have trouble with it. I get it. I know a lot of Catholics that really love Jesus. And I know a lot of Baptists who don't. Go ahead, Vinny.
I just wonder, why don't we just all become Christian men and women of God and forget all the other denominations?
I'm with you. Hey, Vinny, I feel people cringing out there that I just said that. So, coach is compromising on the gospel. You're a fool if you're saying that. You're a fool. That's all I'm going to say.
Denomination is a matter of mankind.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. In Antioch, they didn't call them Antiochans. They called them Christians.
Hey, Larry, how about all those people who are still connected to the Southern Baptist Convention, the apostate Southern Baptist Convention, boys and girls? There's a lot of mud to go around here.
A lot of satanic social clubs out there. A
lot of them, Larry. Go ahead, Jeff.
Pastor Bill hammered it Saturday night about the anointing. Remember, he was talking a little bit about that. He got back Saturday night in an hour and 10 minutes. And he said, we've done this justice to call in the Holy Spirit it. He said, it's all about the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You know, that when they mention the Holy Spirit, he said, it's always it. It came upon me. And he just, I'm telling you, he had the people.
The person.
It was great.
Person of the Holy Spirit. A person of the Holy Spirit. Okay, listen, I don't have a lot of time, so I want to show you this. Hey, Mike. I don't know if it's been posted yet. Folks, I have a Jerome Corsi video posted. I just posted. I think Mike just posted it at coachdavelive.com. And I want you to if you get a chance today to watch it. But I want to tell you the story behind it if I can. Mike, I'm sorry, looking here. Do you have it up on the screen, Mike? Let me see. We had technical problems. I'm afraid to mess anything up here today. If you guys know how to go there it is. Okay, this was done on the 8th of October, I think it was. And let me summarize this for you. I actually got this from Jack McCarthy. Jack sent it to me. So Jack, I appreciate it. And there's another one he did with this Boris, who's a Russian. And anyway, let me in a nutshell tell you what Boris says is going on. Okay. And Jack, I know you've heard it, so you can intervene here if you want to. It doesn't matter. Here's what Boris said has happened. Again, this video can be found at coachdavelive.com. Jerome Corsi, pretty well-respected guy. Boris said, here's what was going on. The New World Order back in 2016 did not want, they wanted Barack Obama to remain president, but there wasn't any way to be able to do it. And so all of the Russian collusion stuff, this is from Boris now. I'm just repeating what this video shows. It's a very good video. Boris said all the Russian stuff was done by Hillary. And the Russian stuff was done by Hillary because they thought Hillary was going to win. And then Hillary was going to be immediately indicted for all the Russian stuff she'd done. And when Hillary was going to get indicted, then, they would need a new president of the United States. And Hillary's running mate was, I don't remember who it was, but that's whatever. Doesn't matter. But anyway,
it was Tim.
So hang on, stay with me here. Boris is making this argument. It's really, really good. But when Trump won, it threw everything in chaos. Everything was in chaos. I never dreamed he'd win. Trump won, so they transferred all the Russian Hillary stuff to Trump. Transferred it all and thought they had enough. In other words, the same argument they were going to use against Hillary, they just took all that information and they threw it on Trump. And so then they went after Trump to get Trump out of there because, listen, they didn't want Hillary or Trump. They didn't want either one of them. And they thought Hillary would be a good throwaway. Well, Trump gummed it up. They did everything they could to try to get Trump, and they weren't able to get Trump because it wasn't true, the stuff they were saying about him. So what is going on now? Are you sitting down? What is going on now is, they want Joe Biden to win because they all know as soon as Joe Biden wins, well, Joe Biden's not going to be healthy enough or whatever to be president of the United States, and Camel Toes will come in next, right? Camel Toe will be there. But no, Camel Toe won't get elected because they have stuff on her. And the moment Joe Biden can't – Boris is telling us. I'm not making this up, okay? The moment that – Joe Biden can't be president of the United States, immediately they'll drop some stuff on Kamala. She can't be president of the United States either. So now it goes to the House of Representatives. And the House of Representatives has to come up. By the way, this can happen even with a delay of the election. So we get into November, December, still don't have any president. We're in chaos. We have to have a president. Constitution says we have to have somebody in charge. And everybody out there right now thinking that, it's going to be Nancy Pelosi. Well, Nancy Pelosi will become. No, no, they don't want Nancy Pelosi to become president of the United States. They've done research on the 22nd Amendment, on everything. Here's the plan, folks. They're going to throw this country into chaos. And when they throw this country into chaos, because the election coming up is not going to be decided on election day, they've gummed it up as much as they possibly can, so that Trump won't be declared the winner. Sleepy Joe won't be declared the winner. All of a sudden, we're in January, and we don't have any winner. We don't have a winner. What are we going to do? It goes to the House of Representatives. The House of Representatives can pick the president. They don't call it a president. They will call it a presiding officer, whatever. The House of Representatives does not have to choose an elected House of Representative person. In other words, doesn't have to come out of the 435 guys within the House. They can come together and pick anybody they want to serve for 2 years as this interim, get us back on our feet, caretaker. Y'all following me good? Y'all following me? Well, who do you think they're going to appoint as this interim 2 year president, not president, but caretaker, while we get everything back on shape? And
AOC.
Barack Obama. Obama. Now, they've researched the 22nd Amendment. The 22nd Amendment says that no one can be elected to more than two terms. Now, Barack Obama, also it says in the 22nd Amendment that you can't serve more than 10 years. Now, Barack Obama would not be elected president for 2 years. He would be elected presiding house, whatever name they would give him, but he would be serving in the role of president of the United States for two more years, and it's constitutionally protected. That is their plan. Okay.
Why do you think he hasn't left D.C.?
Why do you think he hasn't left D.C.? Is this unbelievable, folks? This unbelievable what they're going to try to do to us? Can you see now the importance? See, this is why they didn't want Amy Coney Barrett to be elected or appointed, which is happening today on Hillary's birthday. Because if it was 4-4, whatever the House would pass would go through. If the Supreme Court couldn't overrule, it would stand. It would stand, right? That is still the plan, even as we speak. But Barrett, Ginsburg's death screwed everything up a little bit more. But if you would do some research on the 22nd Amendment, you would find exactly what I just told you to be the truth. No one can be elected more than two times, but nobody can serve more than 10. Meaning what? Well, you can be vice president, the president dies, and then you go in and you fill his term, and then you can run for two more times yourself. That's how they come. Mike, see if you can pull that up there, 22nd Amendment. Jack, am I telling the story right, Jack? Jack's always in here. Am I telling that story right, Jack?
Well, Dave, you know, this is that's pretty interesting. The thing is that, you know, me personally, I think that Ginsburg's been dead for a while, just like the Hunter laptop has been in possession for a while. I mean, they're waiting for such a time. I think they've been battling to get that information released as far as Ginsburg goes, get that released so they can get on with getting this new Supreme Court justice put in there.
I don't understand why they didn't replace her earlier, other than they never thought Hillary would lose. Mike, click on it. Says 22nd Amendment. Mike, okay, I guess that one's okay.
That's why Barack Obama came up with Agenda 30.
Amen. Mike, don't go to Wikipedia. Go back to the other one. I don't care if
you touch on the appointment there it is. Of the Speaker there. Of the House.
Yes, the appointment of the Speaker of the House. So here it is, 22nd Amendment, folks. These guys are devious. No person shall be elected to the office of president more than twice. And no person who has held the office of president or acted as a president for more than 2 years of a term to which some other president was elected shall be elected for more than 2 years or of a term to which other person was elected. So pull that, Mike, you moved that and that screwed me up. Start again at the top. There, no person shall be elected to the office of president more than twice, and no person who has held the office of president or acted as president for more than 2 years of a term to which other president was elected, president shall be elected to the office of any president more than once. But this article shall not apply to any person holding the office of president when this article was proposed by Congress, yada, yada, yada. So here's the point. They are not going to name him president of the United States. They're going to name him something else. There's your 22nd Amendment. Says no person who held the office shall be elected president. You can laugh if you want. Watch the video, which is now posted on our website. Cool? All right, I got to show you one more thing to kind of leave you with a little lighthearted thing. Hey, Mike, go down to masks conditioning, it says. Masks conditioning. Somebody did a social experiment. And they were kind enough to make a video of it. And this is 3 minutes and 42 seconds. Well, we started a little bit late, so we're okay. So this is a social experiment regarding how they condition people to fall in line. Okay? Watch this.
A hidden camera experiment to see if this woman would stand up at the sound of this tone simply because everyone else is. You might be thinking you'd never go along with this. Or would you? After just three beeps, and without knowing why she's doing it, this woman is now conforming perfectly to the group. But what happens if we take the group away?
Elaine, please.
Okay. Now she's alone, the crowd is gone, and nobody is watching her, except our hidden cameras. What do you think she'll do? She's now conforming to the rules of the group without them even being there. Now, watch what happens when we introduce another outsider who doesn't know the rules.
Have a seat, and they'll be out in just a couple minutes. Great, thanks so much.
To. Think she'll teach the new guy what to do? We kept the cameras rolling as more unsuspecting patients arrived. And slowly but surely, what began as a random rule for this woman has now become the social norm for everyone in this waiting room. Here to explain what's going on in their brains is Jonah Berger of the University of Pennsylvania.
This sort of internalized form of herd behavior is part of what we call social learning. Starting at a very early age, when we see members of our group perform a task, our brains literally reward us for following in their footsteps.
When I saw everybody stand up, I felt like I needed to join them. Otherwise, I'm like excluded. Once I decided to go with it, then I felt much more comfortable.
Conformity is how we become socialized, but it can also cause us to develop bad habits or repeat past wrongs.
And it's why even this rebel, who wasn't standing for any of this nonsense, eventually joined the ranks. And the only thing more shocking than seeing how easily conformity affects the way you act is that similar forces are subconsciously shaping the way you think.
Have I got a mask? Have I got a mask I can wear? Conditioning. Social conditioning.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
During that interview with Leslie Stahl, twice she brings up the mask completely unnecessarily, as if, why don't you just tell everyone to wear a mask?
Yes, right.
And he refused.
I'm telling you, you know, that's an amazing thing, Vinny, when we were standing there waiting for the president to come in. Most people didn't have masks, but a lot of people did, conditioned. And nobody can tell you why. You can tell somebody that the mask doesn't work and they agree with you, but it's a social conditioning, like we just saw. People still don't want to push back against it. Hey, quickly, last thing, I got a minute. Hey, Mike, click on Bobby's YouTube. Folks, Bobby Lee, God bless Bobby Lee. Bobby has started a brand new Salt and Light Brigade only YouTube page. And he's probably sent the email to some. He's called it the Mideast Salt and Light Brigade. I know Chad's got one going too. I understand all that. But Bobby is posting only, you know, the stuff that we're actually doing out on the street. And all you need to do is go to the Mideast Salt and Light Brigade on the YouTube page and hit subscribe. And then you can get to see all the videos that Bobby has made. All right. So Bob's put a lot of time and effort and energy. He's running the Mideast. He's running a Mideast Salt and Light Brigade, which is Pennsylvania. He's doing it down in Kentucky. He's working close with Chad, and he was up here in Ohio. He's everywhere. So we appreciate Bobby. Again, put that link, Mike, maybe in the chat. Everybody can go in there and to that webpage and subscribe to it. Final thing. I'm all screwed up time-wise. Maybe have a little bit. I got a few more minutes, I think. I think we didn't start to about 5 after. Let me open up. Anybody got something? Come on in here.
Coach.
Yeah,
Coach.
Go ahead. Yep.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. It's exactly what's going on in the church. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and the cunning craftlessness whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even the Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. See, I noticed this, Jeff. I noticed this weekend again. As we did a lot of driving this weekend, drove by a lot of churches, and God bless the people in those churches. But you know what? Those people in those churches don't have any idea what the people in the other church are doing. They have no idea. And we try to call ourselves one body and many members, and we are, and each member functions accordingly. But you do know, don't you, that there's probably a pretty good chance that you could have churches on 4 different corners in America, and they're not all teaching the same thing. You understand that? They're certainly not coordinated. They're certainly not working together to impact the church. It'd be like a football team with the right guard and the right tackle running one play and the left guard and the left tackle running another play. Back's going one way, the receiver's going another. It'd be nothing but chaos. That's what's happening. The Lord's going to wrap all that up. He's going to bring all that together to those of us who dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Folks, we have a great, exciting weekend planned, a weekend of activism. We'd love for you to be part of it, but I need to know if you are coming. That's all. You say, well, Coach, I registered online. God bless. Thank you. Coach@coachdavelive.com. Please send me an email. Coach, you say, Coach, you know I'm coming. Please send me an email. Coach, I'm coming. I'm bringing Barry with me. Just do that for me so we can get a good list so we make sure we have housing and everything to go with it. Folks, now is the time. Right now. Right here, right now. Remember, we're hidden. We're not hiding. We're hidden. We're not hiding, folks. We haven't run underneath that shadow of the Almighty and hiding under there. No, he's got us covered. We got our hats on. We're camouflage. We're strategic. We're going to attack. God bless you. See you tomorrow.